You are listening to the 59 Sound here on WRUW FM 91.1 Cleveland, broadcasting from the campus of Case Western Reserve University. Good morning. My name is Teddy. You are joining us here for the 59 Sound, the show between 8 and 10 every Thursday morning, where we endeavor to explore the history and traditions of rock music, one album at a time. This morning, we're not so much examining history as making it this telethon week. This is the one week a year where we ask for your financial support in making what we do as a station even more tangible to the community. There was a picture posted on our social media, which will make its way onto our website eventually, that showed the reach of WRUW signal. We broadcast on 15,000 watts, not 50. Don't want to get ahead of myself here. And it's clear that your donations to WRUW over that reach affect the entire Cleveland community. They reach the entire Cleveland community. I don't think there are many charities you can donate to that actually have a reach that far. So you can, if operator's standing by to donate to this show or any of the other great shows we have on WRUW, 216-368-2208 is the number. Again, that number is 216-368-2208. You can also get a full list of our premiums and donate online at WRUW.org. But going back to the making history part, we are premiering this morning on the 59 Sound Surrounding Cities' eponymous debut album, which they are releasing at the Beachland Tavern tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. with the Ohio Weather Band and Burning River Ramblers. I'm joined this morning by Patrick, Jared, and Joe from the group. Say hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello again.
We just finished listening through the first three cuts on that record, beginning with Rational, then followed up by Can't Believe and Take Me to a Place was the song we last finished the set off with. So we were talking, Can't Believe was the last song that made it on the record, but also ended up being the first single. Is that right?
Yeah, it was a song I've had for probably 5 or 6 years for a while that we sort of brought back and with Joe and Jared put some new life into it. And it was, yeah, the last song that we sort of chose and ended up being one that came out really well.
Yeah.
And sort of stood out, I guess, as our single.
As we're listening through, it's definitely one of the hookier cuts on the record.
Yeah, it's got a
but
hook.
No, you're in good company. Oasis, when they were recording Definitely Maybe,
yeah.
The Columbia Records was convinced they didn't have a single. So the album was finished, and they said, you guys need a single. So they went and recorded Supersonic in a day, and that ended up being the first single.
We had a lot of pressure from our record company.
Exactly, from Columbia.
Yeah, they wanted 11 singles, so we're like, all right, here we go.
Like, so you,
right, 11 hits.
Basically, exactly. I mean, really, you guys worked with Jim Stewart on this album, and the production on the album does make it sound like every single one of these songs could be a radio single.
Thank you.
Which
you.
Is the fun.
Kudos to Jim Stewart,
yeah,
too, for
he did an amazing
the Red
job.
Wizard.
He was awesome.
No, he is, absolutely. Yeah. And you're definitely going to be hearing all that great production as we finish through listening to the album. And if you like what you're hearing, Surrounding Cities CD is available as a premium for a $40 donation. Here is part of a WRUW's telethon. You can receive that by calling 216-368-2208 and making a pledge to support college radio. One of the things that I love so much about college radio is our opportunity to really champion local music in a way that commercial radio or any other news outlet really doesn't anymore. And that's always been something that's played deeply into our mission here at WRUW, and that continues to as other commercial stations kind of revert back to playing the same five Adele songs over and over and over again. All right. So, All the Darkness is the next cut up on this record, and it was actually, Patrick, the first that you sent to me when we started talking about having you guys on to premiere this album. So, is there a story behind this one? Is there anything listeners should particularly listen for?
This is one that Paul, I brought to Paul, and I had like the main structure, and he sort of added his touch and his magic to it. I'd say he's very good at knowing what he hears and getting us to sort of play it. He's got a big vision. He's very musically inclined as well, and talented in that respect. So I brought him that idea, and we fleshed it out together, and then thrown in Jared's bass line. The bass line I had before it, another song I had recorded a couple times, just didn't seem right. And then again, thrown Joe and Jared in there, just sort of all clicked.
Livens it up. And Jared, your bass lines, I think listeners will note even from those first three songs, Being featured prominently in the mix really draw everything together.
Thank you.
It was definitely I've only listened through the album once before this in preparation for the show, and the bass lines were definitely something that stood out to me, which is cool, because not a lot of mixes really accentuate the full rhythm section.
Thank Jim for that, I guess.
Well, we can. You were responsible for playing them in the first place,
that's
though,
true.
Which is pretty important. Yeah. You can take some credit.
Well,
you can take some credit.
With bass lines, I like to basically write a counter melody that's not interfering too much with obviously what Paul and Pat are doing. And then me and Joe and I have been playing together for how long have we been playing together? About
over 10 years.
Over 10 years, and so I. We also kind of just really like to lock in together as a one solid rhythm section, I suppose.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. Just one more reminder. This segment that WRUW is hosting, its annual telethon, where we are asking you listeners who clearly love music as much as we do for your financial support. You can donate by calling 216-368-2208. Again, that number is 216-368-2208. Or you can make contributions online on our brand spanking new website, paid for by Telethon dollars, WREW.org. So we're going to get more of Surrounding City's debut album, self-titled, starting off with All the Darkness, this next set. Stay tuned. You're listening to the 59 Sound here on WREW.